Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 7, 1804, day 117 of the expedition. Camped upstream near a hill resembling a dome. Today's campsite is near the foot of the Tower in Boyd County, Nebraska, roughly 4 miles downstream from the Nebraska-South Dakota border. Captain Clark writes,
"A very cold morning. Set out at daylight. We landed after proceeding 5.5 miles near the foot of a round mounding, which I saw yesterday resembling a dome. Captain Lewis and myself walked up to the top, which is about 70 feet higher than the highlands around it. In descending this cupola, discovered a village of small animals that burrow in the ground. Those animals are called by the French pâté chiens. Killed one and caught one alive by pouring a great quantity of water in his hole. We attempted to dig to the beds of one of those animals. After digging 6 feet, we found by running a pole down that we were not halfway to his lodges. We found 2 frogs in the hole and killed a dark rattlesnake near with a ground rat or prairie dog in him. Those rats are numerous. The village of those animals is about 4 acres of ground on a gradual descent from a hill and contains a great number of holes on top of which those little animals sit erect, making a whistling noise, and when alarmed, slip into their hole. We poured into the holes 15 barrels of water without filling it. Those animals are about the size of a small squirrel in every respect, except the ears, which is shorter, his tail like a ground squirrel, which shakes and whistles when alarmed. The toenails long. They have fine fur, and longer hair is gray. It is said that a kind of lizard, also a snake, resides with those animals. Did not find this correct. Captain William Clark, September 7, 1804.
Lewis and Clark deserve credit for the first scientific description of the prairie dog and its characteristics and burrows. In the spring of 1805, they sent a live specimen of this animal to President Jefferson. A prairie dog, along with a black magpie, are the only 2 animals that arrived back in Washington alive. Lewis wrote a longer, more detailed description of the prairie dog in 1806. We think he may have had a hand in writing Clark's description today. Tomorrow, a great quantity of game killed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.